1 Kings chapter 14. At that time Abijah the son of Jeroboam was sick, and Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and go to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, who told me that I should be king over this people. And take with thee 10 loaves, and cakes, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. He will tell thee what shall become of the lad." And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. And Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And Jehovah said to Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee about her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be, when she cometh in, that she shall feign to be another." And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam, why feignest thou to be another? But I am sent to thee with a hard message. Go, tell Jeroboam, thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee, and thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do only that which is right in my sight, but thou hast done evil above all that were before thee, and hast gone and made thee other gods, and molten images, to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam every male, him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowl of the heavens eat, for Jehovah hath spoken. And thou, arise, go to thine own house. When thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him, and they shall bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him is found something good toward Jehovah the God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. And Jehovah shall raise up for himself a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day. And what? Even now. And Jehovah will smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he will root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and will scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their Asherahs, provoking Jehovah to anger. And he will give up Israel because of the sins of Jeroboam, wherewith he has sinned and made Israel to sin. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed, and came to Tirzah. When she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of Jehovah, which he spoke through his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred, and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And the days that Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city that Jehovah had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And Judah did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they committed more than all that their fathers had done. And they also built for themselves high places, and columns, and Asherahs on every high hill, and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land. They did according to all the abominations of the nations that Jehovah had dispossessed before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of Jehovah, and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the shields of gold that Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, and committed them to the hands of the chief of the couriers who kept the entrance of the king's house. And it was so, that as often as the king entered into the house of Jehovah, the couriers bore them, and brought them again into the chamber of the couriers. And the rest of the acts of Rehoboam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And Abijam his son reigned in his stead.